Well, good morning.
大家早晨。
As always, it's such a privilege and an honor to be able to share God's word with you all.
同過往一樣，呢一個係我嘅榮幸，可以同大家一齊分享神嘅話語。
For sure, I miss being able to see everyone's face and just to be able to worship with you all in person.
當然啦，我冇辦法喺呢度見到大家嘅面孔，冇辦法咧同大家一齊實體嘅喺呢度崇拜，感到好遺憾。
I often make the comment that I believe the time of worship with the Cantonese congregation is one of the most vibrant here at ACC.
咁姚牧師覺得同我哋粵語堂嘅弟兄姊妹們一齊崇拜咧，係一個好開心嘅事情。喺 ACC 佢好開心嘅事情。
So we're looking forward to the day to be able to see you all again.
好希望咧，好快嘅一日咧，我哋可以一齊喺呢度實體嘅崇拜，可以互相嘅見面。
Well, Pastor Enoch asked me to share a message with the focus on Thanksgiving.
Pastor Enoch 咧就请求啊姚牧师咧为我哋喺今日嘅正道里边咧就主要系集中讲呢个感恩呢个题目。
So, if you're at home, please, if you can open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
咁如果你喺屋企嘅时候咧，就麻烦你翻开你哋嘅圣经，去到帖撒罗尼加前书第五章第十八节。
We're going to be using this verse as a scriptural foundation for our message this morning.
我哋会用呢一节嘅经文咧，作为我哋今日嘅讲道嘅基要嘅经文嘅取材。
But during the actual sermon, we're going to be going through Psalm 103.
但一阵间我哋嘅讲道当中咧，我哋会郑重咁样使用喺诗篇第103篇里边嘅经文。
So as we start, I'll ask our brother Bill to read the short passage from Thessalonians for us in Cantonese.
现在就由我诵读在帖撒罗尼加前书第五章第十八节的经文。帖撒罗尼加前书第五章第十八节，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you so much for this new day.
父神，我们感谢你，感谢你给我们的今日。
And Lord, we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐下你的话语给我们。
Lord, this has been a year in which there's been much turmoil for this nation and this world.
我知道今年对于我们的国家来讲，对于这个世界来讲，都在动荡的当中。
And Lord, we understand that it's sometimes hard for us to look to you and to respond in thanksgiving.
我知道有阵时的确是很难，我们可以面向你，并且向你以感恩来回应你。
God, in a year in which perhaps we have encountered many challenges and hardships.
在这一年里面，我们或者会遇到很多不同的挑战或者是困难。
Well, God, we admit that sometimes it's hard to praise you.
主啊，即是我们承认，我们的确有时很难去赞美你。
So, Lord, we ask you right now that you would open your word to us.
主啊，我们就请求你现在让你的话语去开启给我们。
Lord, that you would enlighten us during these times.
在这个时间里面，主啊，让你去开导我们。
Lord, that you would remind us of your goodness.
主啊，求你去提醒我们，你是何等的美善。
Lord, that we would be able to learn all the lessons that you are trying to show us.
主啊，求你去彰显给我们，让我们能够领受主你自己的教导。
Lord, so that each and every one of us might be able to respond with a resounding praise to your name.
都让我们以响亮的赞美的声音去回应主你自己。
It's in your holy name we pray.
我奉主你的圣名去求。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, years ago, when I was attending one of our weekly prayer meetings at my church in California,
在很多年前呢，当我在加州去参加我教会那里每周的祷告会的时候呢，
we rotated between leaders to take turns to have a little bit of sharing before we spent time to pray.
我们教会的领袖就会轮流这样当值，就在这个祷告会里面去做这个简短的分享。
And during this particular time, she started out with this sharing question.
咁有一次咧，有一位领袖，呢位女士咧，就喺开始嘅时候咧，佢有一条问题俾我哋。
She said, "Well, let's take some time to share about some things that we're thankful for that happened today."
咁让我哋攞啲时间出嚟咧，谂一谂喺今日里边发生嘅事情，我哋有啲乜嘢可以值得去感恩嘅咧
？Just today.
净系今日啫。
Well, there was an uncomfortably long pause right after that.
就在这个时候，蚊子飞过都听到，在这个当场的人都有一个很不自然的一个静默的时间。
I don't know how many minutes of silence passed during that time.
一分一秒好像年月那么长。
But no one could really think of anything that happened on that day that was of particular significance.
咁主要原因咧就系冇乜人咧谂到喺当日里边发生啲咩重要嘅事情咧可以提出嚟。
It was almost as if there was nothing really worth sharing about or being thankful about.
就好似喺当日里边咧冇啲乜嘢值得系可以去感恩嘅。
Well, eventually, after a while, finally, some people started to share little things here and there.
咁到后来嘅时候咧，有啲人咧就开始讲下一啲嘅呢啲嘅事啦，或者嗰啲嘅事。
But I remember this being a very eye-opening experience for me.
但呢个咧亦都系让我一个开眼界嘅一个经历。
Because it reminded me of how easy it is for us to just live in routine.
因为咧咁样提醒话俾我哋知咧，我哋几咁容易咁样样生活喺常规惯例嘅当中。
To take the many things that we experience on the day-to-day for granted.
我哋有阵时咧，将我哋每一日所经历嘅嘢咧，都变成为理所当然嘅。
Well, we're going to be looking at this idea of thanksgiving today.
我哋今日咧将会仔细咁样去睇睇。这个感恩的这个信息。
This is an examination of a psalm of King David.
我们将会看大卫所写的一篇的诗篇。
Psalm 103.
诗篇的第103篇。
So if you can flip there with me.
或者你可以卷到去回到圣经的第103篇那里。
You know, as we look at Psalm 103, there's not much that's known about this particular psalm in terms of what stage, you know, of David's life he was in or when it was written.
当我们看103篇的时候，我们不是很清楚这样去知道究竟这个103篇是何时写，或者在大卫的生命当中哪一个阶段他所写的。
So we don't know if it was written at a particular event in his life like we see in some of the other psalms.
我们都不是很清楚是不是根据大卫发生了一些生命上的一些事情而他有所抒发去写这篇诗篇，因为大卫很多时候都是这样做的。
But I appreciated this one observation from the great preacher Charles Spurgeon. He suggests that perhaps this psalm was written towards the end of David's life.
我感谢一位杰出的讲道家斯布珍，他给了我们一个这样的观察。他说这篇的诗篇非常之应该有可能在大卫的晚年所写的。
Because in the context of the psalm, it seems like he had a higher understanding of forgiveness and sin.
因为从诗篇的内容看到大卫有一个很深层次的领略，是对于这个宽恕和罪。
We see that even as a king, he had now already experienced many hardships.
虽然他作为一个王，但他已经经历了很多困难。
And so the thought is that towards the end, he was able to evaluate all his experiences and realize the true frailty of life.
咁所以到最后嘅时候，佢喺年老嘅时候，佢可以检查一下佢自己嘅经历，同埋明白咧生命当中嘅脆弱。
One theologian describes Psalm 103 as this: perhaps the most perfect song of pure praise that can be found in the Bible.
有一位神学家咁样讲，佢话诗篇103篇或者系整篇嘅圣经里边一个最完美嘅一个赞美嘅诗歌。
And he says, throughout the centuries, it has been sung by glad hearts, and today is as fresh and full of beauty as ever.
他说经过这么多的世纪以来，很多的人都带着喜悦的心去唱这篇的诗篇，到了今日，仍然这篇诗篇是历久常新，而且充满美意的。
And so as we look at this psalm more in depth,
就让我们仔细地去看一看这篇的诗篇。
We see the many circumstances in which one should bless or give thanks to the Lord.
我们看到有很多境况在里面，我们应该称谢和感谢我们的神。
And today as we do this, hopefully then we get a better understanding of what it truly means to give thanks in all circumstances, as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5.
咁希望咧，今日我哋可以详细啲睇呢篇嘅诗篇嘅时候，我哋更加增长咁样去明白喺帖撒罗尼加前书里边所讲嘅凡事谢恩嘅真正嘅意义系乜嘢。
And so as we open up in Psalm 103, we look at the first verse.
我哋一齐去掀开诗篇103篇嘅第一节。
And what we see is King David's entire framework for the psalm.
我们看到就好像这一节就是整篇的诗篇的带来一个整体的架构这样。
He says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless his holy name.
103篇的第一节这样说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。
Well, if you were to skip all the way to the very end, verse 22, the very last line in the psalm says the very same thing.
如果当我们很快速地跳过这个经文，去到第22节最后一节的经文的时候，我们会看到经文和刚才我们所读的一样，就是说，我的心，你要称颂耶和华。
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
我的心，称颂耶和华。
Well, these two verses serve as bookends for the entire psalm.
这两句的经文就好像我们一个书档一样，包含着整个的诗篇，这篇的诗篇。
We see in David's life, no matter what part of his life this was written in,
我们看到无论这个大卫在他生命当中哪一个时段写这篇的诗篇，
he wanted to have a constant attitude of thanksgiving and praise to God.
他想有一个恒常不变的心态去感恩和赞美神。
Now, if you've read through David's life, you know that he had many ups and he had many downs.
或者你有机会的时候阅读一下大卫的生命的时候，他生平的时候，你会看到他生命里面有很多起起跌跌，上上落落。
He was responsible for many great victories against Israel's enemies.
他为以色列立下很多汗马的功劳，他打败很多以色列的敌人，带领以色列人得到很多重大的胜利。
And yet we also know that he committed some of the deepest and darkest of sins and failures.
但我们也都知道他犯下一些最深层和最黑暗的罪和失败。
He received many great blessings from God.
他得到神很多祝福。
He also had to endure many grave punishments.
但他也都要忍受着很多严重的惩罚。
But again, through it all, we see in that first and last verse an attitude of overwhelming praise and gratitude to God.
但从刚才第一节和最后一节的时候，我们看到大卫的心态，他表露无遗地 去赞美神和感谢神。
As I thought about this, I couldn't help but think of my grandmother's life.
当我想到这里的时候，我没办法不想到我的外祖母。
She lived a fairly long life, I believe till around 96 or 97.
她有一个很长的生命，她一直到96岁，活到96或者97岁。
But I remember when she was younger, you know, she used to live with us for a number of years back when we lived in St. Louis, Missouri.
我想到呢，当她比较年轻的时候呢，她有好几年的时间和我们一起在这个密苏里州的圣路易市那里一起居住。
And I remember her being pretty happy and involved in our lives, taking us to school and stuff.
我记得呢，她那时呢，很开心的，她成日呢，都在我们生命里面去参与，带我们上学啊，等等。
But later in life, she moved back to California with some of our relatives, and I remember a time when she fell and she broke her hip.
咁喺较后期嘅时候咧，佢就搬翻去加州嗰度，同佢嘅亲戚去居住。就喺嗰阵时候，佢跌倒，并且咧就系弄伤佢嘅盆骨。
And because of that, she lost a lot of her mobility.
正系因为咁样样咧，佢开始行动不便。
She started suffering from very painful arthritis.
佢亦都咧有一个好疼痛嘅风湿嘅关节炎。
And to top it off, I learned this later, she had a very strained relationship with my grandfather.
咁后来咧，我亦都知道咧，佢同我嘅外祖父咧个关系咧都比较紧张。
Well, over the years after she broke her hip, she went back and forth from living in California and moving with us to St. Louis.
咁佢后来咧喺呢个盆骨受伤之后咧，佢喺呢个加州同埋圣路易市嗰度往返咁样去居住。
In her older age, when she was living in St. Louis, she lived in an apartment for senior citizens in which a lot of our church grandmas also lived.
当她年纪大一点的时候，同埋她在圣路易市她居住的时候，她就住在一个老人的公寓，在那里有很多长者们住在那里，很多都是在教会里面的祖母辈的姊妹们住在那里。
And our family would go and visit her almost every weekend.
那我的家庭就差不多每一个的周末都会去探她。
And I remember every time we would unlock the door, enter into our apartment.
咁记得咧，就每一次咧，打开道门，即系打开道门嘅时候，进入佢呢个单位嘅时候咧。
I would go in and I would give her a kiss on the cheek, and I would ask her this same question every week.
咁姚牧师咧就会走埋去佢嘅身边，咁咧喺个面颊上高咧轻轻嘅一吻，并且咧问佢一条问题。呢条问题每一次都系一样噶。
I would ask her, "Popo?"怎么样啊？
咁啊，姚牧师就问佢：婆婆，你点啊
？And she would always respond with this.
咁佢通常咧都会咁样讲噶。
唉，老啦。
哎呀，老啦。
My mother would always try to build up her spirits and try to get her to think positively.
咁啊，姚牧师嘅妈妈咧，都通常咧好想咧就鼓舞佢啦，让佢提起精神啦，并且咧系去正面咁样去思想噶。
Unfortunately, at this point of life, she did not have the same attitude that David had.
Well, 好可惜喺呢段嘅时间里边，佢冇好似大卫一样嘅心态。
Well, this went on for years.
咁样嘅情况咧，持续咗几年嘅时间。
But I remember the last memory that I have of my grandmother.
但咧，我最记得咧，我最后一次见到婆婆嘅印象系点样
？I was visiting her in the hospital in San Francisco.
咁咧，姚牧师咧去探望佢婆婆，当时咧佢喺呢个三藩市嗰度。
And I went over to her bedside for the last time, and I asked her the same question.
咁啊，姚牧师咧就去到婆婆嘅病床嘅旁边，就问佢头先所问嘅同一条嘅问题。
婆婆，怎么样啊？
婆婆你点啊
？This time she responded.感谢主，神救我。
咁婆婆呢次咧嘅回应，佢就话感谢主，神救我。
And I was so happy to hear the different words, and in some senses, a change of attitude in her heart.
我心里边咧非常之感谢，因为我听到我婆婆咧今次用讲唔同嘅说话，并且我睇到佢心里边嘅心态嘅改变。
In the good times and in the bad times, David.Demonstrated a thankful heart.
无论是好时年或者坏的时光，大卫咧都喺佢嘅心态里边，成日咧都显露咗佢一个感谢嘅心。
All that is within me, all things that have happened to me, bless His holy name.
大卫咁样讲话：我的心啦，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称谢他的名。
No, obviously, it's not enough to just.Come up here and tell you all to be thankful.
咁当然啦，我如果走上嚟就咁话俾大家要去感恩，当然系唔足够噶啦。
Yes, we understand this is an attitude that we're supposed to have.
我哋都应该要知道呢个我哋嘅心态，我哋要有呢个感恩嘅心态。
I know as a parent, we say it to our kids all the time. Hey, be thankful.
我哋有时见到我哋嘅小朋友，我哋嘅儿女，我哋都成日同佢哋讲话：，嘿，你要感恩啊！
But thankfully, as we see in the rest of the psalm, we also see the reason why we should be thankful.
当我们越来越进入这篇诗篇的时候，看埋其他的经节的时候，我们会看到点解。
Moving towards verses 2 to 5, we see the reason is because of all that God has done.
我们看到第二节到第五节的时候，我们看到这个诗篇是讲到神的一切的为我们的作为。
And as we look at these verses, we understand that this is not necessarily an exhaustive list of all the things that God has done.
当我们看这些经文的时候，这个不一定是代表了这些是全面贯彻了神对我们所做的每一件事的列项。
But it helps us to see these varying categories that King David lists out as he experienced it himself personally.
但这些都是大卫他自己的个人经历，我们看到大卫他的个人经历可以在哪几个类别里面显露出来。
So starting in verse 3, he says, Well, God forgives all our iniquities and sins.
第三节大卫这么说，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Certainly, this is something that as Christians, we have all experienced, and we understand that we should be responding in thanksgiving.
我们作为基督徒的时候，我们都知道我们应该要感谢神，我们要去回应神。
In the second part of verse 3, we see God heals all our diseases.
在第三节的下半部讲话，医治你的一切疾病。
Now, of course, we understand that people are still susceptible to disease as we see in this pandemic of 2020.
我们都知道每一个人都会有生病的时间，特别好像在现在在这个疫情的情况之下。
But as Christians, we also understand that nothing happens in our lives, whether physically or emotionally or mentally or spiritually. None of those things are out of God's control.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们也很清楚、很明白地要知道，我们的身体上高，我们的情感上高，我们的心理上高，还有我们的灵性上高，没有什么是没办法是在神的掌管当中。
God allows things to happen in His time,And according to his purpose.
神呢容许事情呢在祂的时间当中去发生，并且呢是因着祂的旨意而去发生。
Now I know through Pastor Enoch and through pastoral sharing that in our Cantonese congregation we have experienced suffering and the loss of beloved members and loved ones in our families this year.
咁啊，姚牧师咧同阿 Pastor Enoch 倾谈嘅时候咧，都知道喺粤语堂里边，我哋最近咧都有经历过一啲嘅痛苦嘅情况，我哋当中咧可能一啲会友嘅离世，或者我哋咧一啲所爱嘅亲人咧系离开嘅。
And no doubt it's been a difficult time.
无疑呢一个咧系一个好困难嘅时刻。
And while the physical loss is painful,
肉体嘅离开咧的确系好痛苦嘅。
As we continue looking on in these verses, though, we also see that God continues to give us hope as He looks and moves in the eternal.
当我哋咧越嚟越睇多呢个诗篇咧以下落嚟经文嘅时候咧，我哋会睇到神咧俾我哋希望，佢咧让我哋咧去迈向呢个永恒。
Verse 4 says, He redeems your life from the pit.
第四节嘅头半部话，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡。
So while some of us may have lost loved ones physically.
纵然我们当中有很多有可能有些人我们失去了我们的亲人。
If they are believers, we believe that God saved them from eternal death through his son Jesus.
若果他们已经信主的时候，我们知道他们已经通过耶稣基督的救赎，他已经得赎了神的救赎，并且在永生的当中。
And so we still understand that that struggle is real as you continue to mourn and go through this pain.
虽然我们知道我们还是挣扎在这个哀伤和痛苦的当中。
But it says that he crowns you. He crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
但第四节里面这个口气也一转，他说以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，为我们的冠冕。
God is continually pouring out His love for us to feel and experience every single day.
神咧系不断咁样倾注佢嘅爱喺我哋身上，让我哋感受得到同埋经历得到。
When I think of King David's life,
当我想到大卫王嘅生命嘅时候
，You know, because of his sin of adultery and murder, his first child with Bathsheba died.
因为他犯了奸淫和杀人的罪，而且他的长子和别士巴所生的长子也都死去。
And David had to grieve and mourn the loss of his child.
大卫哀悼他丧子的之悲。
But soon after, we also see God continuing in his love and blessing David with more offspring. And ultimately, God kept his covenant that he made in 2 Samuel chapter 7 to continue the family line on the throne.
但我们仍然看到神不断地去爱他和祝福大卫，甚至是给他很多的子孙，就正如在这个撒母耳记下第七章里面，这个大卫之约里面神所应许的，他让大卫的家庭是一直延续到后代。
And so it says in verse 5, God will satisfy you with good, and that your youth will be renewed like the eagles.
我们去到第五节了，第五节说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以使你如鹰返老还童。
This is what we look forward to, the promise of restoration and wholeness.
这个是一个应许，是一个恢复和复原的应许。
Freedom from sin and brokenness.
在罪和生命的破碎当中得以享有自由。
And so we see all these things, and when we have an attitude of thankfulness,
当我们有一个感恩的心和一个感恩的心态的时候
Well, then we realize all that God has done, and it gives us this overwhelming sense of contentment and gratefulness for who God is and what He is doing or has done in our lives.
当我们再一次思想神在我们生命所做的一切的时候，我们心里面有一阵表露无遗出来的满足感，因为我们知道神是哪一个，还有他在我们生命上所做的一切。
So even when tragedy strikes, we have this solid foundation in Christ to know that He works all things for our good.
纵使悲剧有时会发生，但我们因为站立在一个巩固的根基上，这个根基就是建筑在耶稣基督的身上，我们知道万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Next, we see another reason for thanksgiving.
以下落嚟咧，我哋睇到另一个原因，点解咧我哋感恩
？And its focus is on the character of God.
呢个注意力咧就集中喺神嘅呢个属性嘅当中。
In verses 6 through 10, we see David listing out these characteristics.
喺第六节至到第十节嘅时候，大卫咧讲到好几样神嘅属性。
Again, this is not an exhaustive list here.
跟剛才一樣，這個不是一個概括性全面的一個名單，一個列項。
Because it is simply impossible to list every characteristic, every facet of who God is. But this short list is important for us to remember because we understand that God is immutable.
但这个短短的这个列项，让我们知道神是那位永远不会改变的神。
God is unchanging in his character.
神在他的个性当中，他是永远不会改变的。
And because of that, we can always trust that he will be in his way, the way that he deals with us will never change.
正是因为这样的时候，我们可以信靠神，因为他怎样去对待我们，永远都不会改变的。
And David knew this well.
大卫对于这件事非常清楚。
We read in Scripture that David was a man after God's own heart.
当我们读到这个圣经的时候，我知道经文这样讲话，大卫是一个合神心意的人。
So because he experienced these characteristics of God in his life, he responded in thankfulness.
正是因为在他生命当中，大卫的生命当中，他经历了神的这些种种的属性，所以他以感恩的心去回应神。
In verse 6, we see that God is righteous and he is just in nature.
在第六节的时候，我们看到神是公义的属性和他公正的本质。
In verse 7, we see the character of him revealing his plans to Moses.
在第七节的时候，我们看到他的属性，他将他的法则去使摩西知道，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
Well, similarly, he continues to reveal his will and his plan to us through Scripture and sometimes even through Revelation.
类似地，佢继续咧喺我哋生命通过呢个经文咁样去彰显俾我哋知佢嘅计划，喺我哋生命当中嘅计划，甚至咧有阵时咧系直接嘅启示俾我哋知道。Then
in verse 8 it says that God is merciful and gracious and ever patient and abounding in love.
喺第八节嘅时候咧，一个美丽嘅经文，经文咁讲话：耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
Even as I was writing this sermon this week,
在我预备今日的讲稿的时候,
the very day that I was actually writing this part of the sermon out,
就是那一天我写紧在这一部分的讲稿的时候,
a number of hours before that, I had an episode of anger with some of my kids at home.
在那天的几个钟头之前，我就跟我的小孩，我很生气我的小孩。
And I was yelling and trying to discipline, and I let my temper get out of control.
我大叫啦，同埋咧教訓佢哋。咁咧，我發覺咧，我當日咧冇辦法控制到自己嘅脾氣。
Later that night, I had to go to my kids and apologize to them for raising my voice.
喺嗰晚教學嘅時間時候，我就去到我嘅小朋友、我細路嘅面前咧，同佢哋道歉，因為咧，我喺佢哋面前咧，我好大聲咁樣同佢哋講嘢。
And I was talking to them about God giving us second chances.
咁我同佢哋讲咧，神咧系俾我哋一个自身改过、重新嘅机会。
And though I myself am such an imperfect father,
虽然我系一个咁唔完美嘅父亲，
well, God on the other side is the perfect father who always demonstrates unending mercy, amazing grace, slowness to anger, and a constant love.
但神是一个这么完美在天上的父亲，他是显示到他有不完结的怜悯，他有奇异的恩典，他不轻易发怒，并且有恒久的不变的爱。More
often than I would like to admit,
我真的有时真的要承认，不得不承认。
A lot of the sermons that I prepared that week are gentle and maybe sometimes harsh rebukes for me because of things that I had just experienced that week in preparation.
经过今个礼拜所发生的事情的时候，我不得不承认，有时这个讲章虽然我预备的时候是一个很温柔的情况之下去预备，但其实这些讲章也是对我自己一个苛刻的一个数斥，就是对于我自己所作的所讲的。But
praise God, it says in verse 9 and 10.
但感谢神，经文里面所讲的第9和第10节里面，
that God does not chide and he does not deal with us as he should.
第九节说，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Meaning that he does not constantly dangle or remind us of our sins in order to make us feel bad.
就好似咁样讲话，佢神咧唔会永远好似啊揸颈就命啊，或者系啊成日咧去提醒我哋，我哋有啲乜嘢嘅过犯，去让我哋咧感觉到好不安嘅。
No, God is a God of grace, and instead of death and suffering that we deserve,
纵然咧我哋冇死，我哋冇痛苦，呢啲都我哋所啊应得嘅，但系神咧反而咧系以恩典咁样去对待我哋。
Well, instead, He gives us His Son that we might be able to experience the honor and the blessing of His presence.
祂赐下祂的独生子，让我们呢可以经历啊这个独生子神的同在的时候呢的荣耀和祝福。
Well, next, as we move on, I'd also like to see this idea of thanksgiving because of what I'm going to coin here, a realistic hyperbole.
那么以下下来呢我继续讲我们为什么要感恩呢，那我呢就用了一个概念叫做啊现实式的夸张手法。
Now, usually when we think of hyperbole, we understand it to be an exaggeration.
当你有时看到文章用这个夸张的手法去写的时候，我们很多时都知道这个是虚浮啊夸大的一些的讲法。
It's exaggeration because oftentimes the expression of that hyperbole is limited to the subject of our hyperbole.
在很多时候这些夸张的用词啊用语等等呢都是限于这个夸张的手法里面的主题。
For example, we might say, well, that man was as tall as a mountain.
有时我们这样的话，你看看那个人好像座山那么高哦。
But we know that in reality, that man was nowhere near the height of an actual mountain.
但我们实际上知道，这个人没办法好像一座山那么高的。
Even if he were 7 feet tall compared to my 5'9", he's still not even close to the size of a mountain.
纵然他有七尺咁高，姚牧师有五尺九，但他仍然没办法好像一座山的大小这样去比较的。
But in the case here, as we look at verses 11 to 16,
但在这个情况之下，我们再一次细细地去看下第11节到第16节的经文。
Well, now we see David's hyperbole is actually realistic.
大卫用这个夸张的手法去写作，但其实呢是一个很真实的情况来的。
It's not an exaggeration.
这个不是一个夸耀或者虚浮的讲法。
Because now the subject of this hyperbole is God.
因为这个夸张的这个写作的手法里面的主人翁，这个主题是神他自己。
In verse 11, David says, As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him.
第十一节这样说，天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
The reality of this hyperbole is actually that it's an understatement.
这个真实的情况就是说，这个夸张的写作的手法其实是一个轻描淡写来的。
God's love for us is infinite, and the love of Jesus expressed on the cross for us is immeasurable.
神的对我们的爱是何等的无限地去无法的测度，耶稣基督在十架上为我们的死更加是无法地去量度的。
In verse 12, David says, As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us.
第十二节，大卫这样说，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
This has always been a very powerful verse for me, one because of my own personal sins that I deal with.
这个呢是一个对我来讲是一个很大有能力的一个的经文，因为呢我要面对我的罪。
But also because as humans, I know that we are prone to hold grudges, and we always remember the bad things that happen to us.
但我们都是平凡的人，很多时候我们都很容易去记住一些仇恨，并且我们经常都记住哪一个人做了什么的坏事在我们的身上。
And even though we may forgive, we are still quick to recall the things that happened to us.
有很多时候我们可能会去宽恕人家，但是更加有可能就是很快地去记起人家对我们做了什么的不好的事情。
The concept of completely removing sin or forgiving sin so that it's infinitely away from us or from our memory is impossible for us to contextualize.
刚才讲到经文里面讲到一个的概念，就是说这罪是完全被除去，并且这个罪是得到的宽恕，让到这些罪永永远远无限地这样远离我们的记忆的当中。对于很多人来说，这个概念是没办法去体验得到的。
But for God, this is the level of forgiveness from our sin that we have because of the work that Jesus accomplished on the cross and in his resurrection.
但对于神来讲，这个就正正呢，就是神呢，所宽恕我们的程度，所宽恕我们的极限去哪里。就是说，他因为耶稣基督在十架上所成就的，和他的复活，他就可以让我们得以远离罪恶，并且永永远远不会记住我们的罪恶。
Micah 7:19 says this, God will again have compassion on us. He will tread his iniquities underfoot, our iniquities underfoot, and you will cast all of our sins into the depths of the sea.
尼迦书呢第七章第十九节咁样讲，必再怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的一切罪投于深海里边。
Isaiah 38 verse 17 says, But in love you have delivered my life from the pit of destruction, for you have cast all my sins behind your back.
在以赛亚书的第38章第17节也都这么说，看啊，我受大苦，本为使我得平安，你因爱我的灵魂，便救我脱离败坏的坑，因为你将我一切的罪扔在你的背后。
Again, this is always difficult for us to conceptualize because as sinful creatures, even though we understand we are saved, we still continue to sin.
对于我们这些有罪的受造物，我们人来讲呢，的确是很难去体会的，因为虽然我们是得救，但我们仍然呢，很多时候都会继续这样去犯罪。
But here, this is realistic hyperbole as it defines the very love and forgiveness that we receive from God the Father through his Son.
但我们看到这个大卫用一个夸张的手法，但是其实不是夸张，是一个真实的手法去讲给我们知神对我们的爱和这个宽恕是何等的大，因为呢，他通过耶稣基督，通过他的儿子去爱我们。
This is the degree of forgiveness that David experienced.
这个就是大卫所领略得到的宽恕的度数。
And this is the level of forgiveness that we also have.
这个就是我们自己亦都感受得到的宽恕的程度。
And for that we should be eternally grateful.
正是因为这样的时候，我们就要永远的去赞美我们的神。
And in verse 13, David makes perhaps the ultimate understatement.
在第十三节的时候，大卫呢或者是作了一个终极的一个或者是轻描淡写这样说。
But also a very relatable statement.
但亦都呢是很相关的一个的陈述。
He says, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him.
第十三节的经文这么说，父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女，耶和华也怎样怜恤敬畏他的人。
As parents, we understand what it feels like to have compassion and love for our children.
作为一个家长，我们都很清楚明白我们怎样去怜恤和爱我们的子女。
But we also know what it feels like to fail to have compassion on our children at times.
但是我们也都知道呢，有阵时的时候我们没办法我们没办法去爱和我们去怜恤我们的子女。
However, God is unrelenting when it comes to showing compassion for us.
但我们从经文里面看到神是那位不屈不挠这样的程度的方法去让我们看到祂对我们的怜恤。
God is truly the perfect heavenly Father that forgives and forgives and he loves and he loves.
神是那位永永远远真真正正在天上高的父亲，他愿意是宽恕我们，也都更加再宽恕我们，他愿意是爱我们，也都是更加的去爱我们。
The fact that we are here, maybe in our homes, but we are worshiping together is still a testament of his grace and mercy in our lives.
我们今天可以在这里一起的去敬拜，在一起在这个无论在家中或者在这个地点一起去敬拜的时候，就是正正去彰显得到，去见证得到他给我们的恩惠和他的怜悯。
May we never take even the simplest things for granted.
就让我们不要将这些都变成为是理所当然的。
Well, then in verse 14 to 16, David continues in this hyperbole, revealing the fleeting nature of humanity.
在第14节到第16节的时候，大卫继续使用这个夸张的手法去披露短暂的人性。
Saying that the time that we have here on this earth is like a flower in the field or a passing wind.
我们在这个世界上的时间就好像一个野地的花，一阵清风一样。
You've heard the phrase, here today, gone tomorrow.
你可能听过一个嘅说话，就系话活在当下，明天就会逝去。
We understand our bodies are fragile and susceptible to all kinds of ailments and brokenness.
我哋知道我哋身体都系会软弱嘅，我哋会好容易咁得到一啲唔同嘅病痛咯，或者身体嘅破碎。
Life can be taken in old age and also in our youth.
有时生命或者年纪大嘅时候离开。离去，但亦都有一时候咧，喺年轻嘅时候咧就离去。
So the time that we have here on this earth is precious and important.
咁所以咧，我哋在世嘅时间系好宝贵，并且咧系非常之重要噶。
But despite how long or short our time on earth might be,
但无论我哋喺 在世嘅时间系多长或者多短
，we see in verse 17 the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting for those who fear Him.And his righteousness on children's children.
但我哋睇到经文里边嘅十七节咁样讲，但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从紧古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
God's love for us is constant and it is consistent.
神对我哋嘅爱系永恒不变，并且系一致嘅。
And though things may change in this world around us, we understand that Jesus is still the same yesterday, today.And tomorrow.
知否世事常变，但变幻唔在耶稣基督嘅身上。我哋知道耶稣基督昨日、今日同埋明日都系一样，永远唔改变。
Well, as we close our time, again, 1 Thessalonians says to give thanks in all circumstances.
我再一次思想我哋今日嘅经文，就系话《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第十八节话：凡事谢恩。
And we see in Psalm 103 this.Life in King David, this life of thanksgiving.
我再睇到咧诗篇第103篇，睇到大卫咧感恩嘅诗，一个充满住感恩嘅心，一个咁样嘅生命。
My prayer is that as we hear these things, that we would be able to respond, not just during the season of thanksgiving.
我嘅祷告咧就系话，我哋不单止喺呢个时候咧去可以去回应，不单止系因为呢一个系感恩节嘅季节。
But throughout our lives, respond and worship in thanksgiving to our God for all the reasons that we saw here, but not just in David's life, but in our very lives as well.
咁喺我哋嘅生命里边，愿意咧，我哋去回应，用我哋嘅敬拜去感谢我哋嘅神，无论系咩原因都好，主啊，都让我哋去敬拜你。
I know that we're a little short on time.
我知道咧，我哋嘅时间咧唔系好多。
But I'd like for us to end with a prayer, a Puritan prayer.
但我想在这段时间的时候以一个清教徒的一个祷告作为我们今天的结束。
Which I feel really captures the feeling and the essence of this message.
我相信这个祷告是可以概括这样去概括这样讲我们今天这个敬拜里面的信息。
It's called Praise and Thanksgiving.
这个祷告呢叫做感恩的祷告。
If you are at home, if you can close your eyes, and we're going to end on this prayer, and I'm going to ask Bill to read this for us in Cantonese.
如果你在家的时候呢你可以闭上你的眼睛让我呢可以跟大家讲一讲这段的祷告。那么这段祷告呢就是出自清教徒他们一本书叫做 Valley of Vision 的这段的感恩的书。那么就是英文版的没有中文版我大胆的尝试翻译成为这个中文我们一起这样去祷告哦主啊万有至美兼至首我心钦佩爱且慕内心满住爱主情愿为倾倒不断流每当思念与主谈一万遐想如泉涌再万喜乐再万喜乐源头现伏万欢愉报心头聘众幸福每一刻清谢创造生命主终在贫瘠刚巷地美容洁净我生命借你赐我身与躯保守能力兼活力五官能享百事身四肢活跃行自如手耳目不辞为主每日灵粮常充足，台满杯日好时年，大快朵颐心开怀，良朋挚友喜相逢。 更赐动力侍奉人，深察哀情及所需，关顾之心及同济，赐我机会传福音，为我所爱指天家，他朝清楚叩主面，无语能表爱主心，恩典何大怎能报？哦主啊，求你添加爱主心，与日俱增到永恒。 Amen.
Amen.